Dvar Halach and Chayvus Alvavus Monday night or Le Yud or Le Tes Kislev Tov Shinai and Dalet.
So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and it's from the Gemara, that you're supposed to light your Hanukkah candles or oil, your Hanukkah Neros. And Pesach Beso, well, it says Pesach HaPasuch L'Shus HaRabim, and Shulchan Aruch paskins Pesach Beso, if that's what's open to Rishus HaRabim, where people can see it, where passers-by can see it, or Pesach of the Chatzer. If there's no Pesach HaChatzer, sometimes it's not practical to put it in the Pesach HaChatzer, or sometimes there's no real Pesach there, and some say you need the Tzura of a Pesach to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. You need a technical Pesach. So you can put it, if there's none there, so you can put it by Pesach Beso and be Mekayim it that way, if that's what's nearer Levnei Rishus HaRabin. In fact, the famous Chazanish holds that our Chatzeros, since they're only a Ma'avar, really, they don't have real Hishtamshus there, so that's not what Chazal were talking about when they said Pesach Chatzer. What is the Chazanish based on? I guess because it's not so clear to me. It says Ner Ishu Beso, so you need some gather of Beso. So the only way Pesach Chatzer is sort of Pesach Beso is if the Chatzer is used, the Hishtamshus, which their Chatzerus were used. So that's what the Chazanish says, but if the Chatzer is not used only for a Ma'avar, a place to walk through, so I would imagine the point is it's not really Pesach Beso in any sense, so that's not the Tikkun Chazal. I don't know if the Chatzeros, if they're used to put bicycles there or to store stuff, so maybe Vaita there's a Hishtamshus there. I don't know, Dafka, why you would need Rov Hishtamshus. So yes, Kashayla, and the minhag in Yerushalayim is not to be makbid on this Chazanish anyway. So sometimes people will put it on Pesach Beso Mamish. Let's say if they makbid on the Chazanish, but the Beso is not seen in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and the Chalon, they would prefer. There's a whole Shaila you have to always ask, because they would prefer it to be at the Pesach rather than at the Chalon, or maybe the Chalon is above 20 Amos, so that's not an option, because the Gemara gives that option, that if you don't have a Pesach to put it in, you can be Menicha B'Chalon, that's seen by Bnei Rishus HaRabim. But if that's also not an option, so some people put it by Pesach Beso, and they're so much on the fact that by the Cheder HaMadregot, and there are people, not Bnei Rishus HaRabim really, so I think that's a bigger problem than Bnei Rishus HaRabim. It's a couple of people. So mechitaisi, but if you don't have, you don't have, and you know, and in Chutz La'aretz, most people light, being so mechander Ramah, they light anyway for Bnei Beisom, not for Bnei Rishus HaRabim. So the kids, you can't win, and whatever you do is bound to be some shita that you're wrong, and just ask the Rav what to do, and the Rav makes house calls. I shouldn't have announced that. Maybe Sukkos and Chanukah, I make house calls. Okay, Chavis Halvavus. This is very difficult, Chavis Halvavus, to learn the end of Shara Prishus. It brings down an ethical savor from someone else. He doesn't say it's Talmud Chacham, a great person. It's not even his lashon, and it's just a lot of words. And the truth is, you can shtel zechup on every phrase and talk about it for a long time. Each one is a limud, but obviously we're not going to do that, and I don't know if the Chavis Halvavus meant to do that. It's a real limud, every phrase, so we'll just go through it quickly. It doesn't sound like much, but really every phrase is a very, very is packed with meaning and with layers of meaning, and you could expand on it, but we'll just go through it very quickly. We're in the middle of it. V'histakel b'ni. Till now, he was talking about sort of sur meira, how people who are not prushim, who are caught by their prisoners of their yetzer hara, their seichel is prisoners to their to the taivas, to the they want to anugim. And he described that whole matzav. Now he's switching over to sort of, we'll call it tuva asay tov. The histakal bani rather look at b'misha hirchev aboreus libo, because these people, even though they're noig b'prishus, but adarava, they have a rachvus hadas. They see things in a very broad scope. V'mshilo b'machshavto, they control their machshava. U'pokach einov batovlo, and he understands what's really good. V'haro aderech hayishara, the Keravohu Eleha, he understands what the Derech Yeshara is, and he applies himself to it. Betuchim imenu b'nei Yodom, a very interesting phrase. People are not afraid of him. We had that before, really, that everybody's always trying to step on the other guy to get ahead. But this person who's a Porush, which, again, the basic definition of a Porush is really that he controls, he's in control, his seichel's in control. So people are confident in him. They're not afraid, because he's confident in himself, and he doesn't have to prove himself by stepping on other people, because he only cares about what Hashem thinks of him. V'hu batuach bohem, because he has bitachon in Hashem, so he's not afraid of people. He can treat people, he's confident that they're not going to harm him. V'ishlim imohem, v'nitzol mehem, obdu b'nei odom yitzrom, and other people are oveid their yetzer. V'ovad hu, alokei ha-shamayim v'oretz. This is what the Chavis Halovis himself spends the whole Shari Yichud HaMaisa talking about. That really any other type of influence on a person's actions is akin to Avodah Zorah. And like it says here, ovdu b'nei odom yitzrom, they worship, they enslaved by Yitzram, v'ovad hu, alokei ha-shamayim v'oretz. Hamachaye, hamemes, habore, hachonein, the descriptions of Hashem, asher ein elokam ibaladov. Kama v'enomu v'enoza, v'enanoshim, look how much of a difference there is between these people, v'enanoshim, boru matzpunehem, their matzpunim are very clear, meaning tocho kabaro. The zaku chubehem veneim nochos v'libosam betuchos v'heim bezecher elokim mishtashem bebedidus. They think always of Hashem. Mishtashem bebedidus. They contemplate Hakadosh Baruch Hu umodim al tovaso. They always feel grateful to Hashem b'cholinyan. Korvu aloiyan amachshavi. They are they're close to, meaning they practice analysis, v'haminyoni, v'hamo'otzi, different types of analytical thinking, because these are smart people who are always making cheshbonos and are always weighing their actions. Like, let's say, Mesilas Yesharim, there's a whole thing called Mishkal HaChasidus. Like, you have to always weigh what you're doing and think and contemplate and think of the ramifications of your actions. Koru mosa charuus bedarkei hamatzpunim, they tore away the veil from their eyes of being able to be in, meaning they have the koch of introspection, which is a very, very valuable tool to develop, and it's very not good if you don't have that koch at all. V'yigiyu el margoho emes b'yigiyu, through yigiyu and toil they have reached the final shalom of reaching the emes. But the yotzum in menucha el shashuim, and then once they reach menucha, they go to the next targ of having pleasure in Hashem. Lo trodo ma'avoyim, their taivas don't make them stressed. Lo echarom orech kitzam, and they are not afraid of Yom Hamavis. V'hem Yom Hamavis nechpozim, they're confident facing Yom Hamavis. Umeachariso nishmorim, because they're thinking of what's coming after that. Krui elakim umeshachru umeachlo v'ovdav. Dovrei emes v'loagei tzedek miblibora shilton. They're not afraid of government, of any of the powers. V'lo memshela satan. Yekarim yosem mikolodom. Ushmurim yosem mikolom. V'tifartim umalosem gedolim mikulom. V'chubodim v'botoh elokim v'gedolim b'nei habruim. The Bruim look up to them because l'maisa they're people worthy of respect, and people sense that they're special people. Ain't Torah doso mizecher alokim Torah, nothing deters them from living with Hashem, nothing stops them from constantly thanking Hashem, being grateful to Him. No matter what happens, this is a big thing, and the Chaim Chalal talks about this a lot in the Sefer, that no matter what event happens to you, your libo is sholem, l'shon osam regilos, bahalel vahodos, they're always praising Hashem, thanking Him, v'libosam aleos, v'bor uv'yichud. Okay, we'll stop here, and Hashem will finish tomorrow night.